4CEF Mobile.
Andrew, I'm pulling up right now. Mike's out there. I think he was getting a road call, phone call, so hopefully he'll get to jump back in here in just a second, catch up with you. But just want to say good morning to you. Hope you have a great day, and hopefully we'll get to catch you for a few moments tomorrow morning. But anyway, 73's to you, Andrew. KK4POD.
All right, Tim, 73s. Hopefully I get in the truck a little earlier tomorrow morning. Have a great day at work. KO4C, and I'll be standing by.
Maxie, back on
the line. CEF, good morning.
How you doing?
Glad to be back in routine, going back to work. How's your week been so far?
Undies in a row, but other than that, it's been good.
I went to work yesterday. I'm like, man, Monday sucks. And they're like, yeah, today's Tuesday.
But yesterday, I got some stuff done around the house that needed to be done, so that worked out good.
You only get something done on your days off. Usually when I get home from work, I don't really have a lot of time to do a whole bunch of anything.
Time, and I don't have a lot of energy left over.
Energy to making my computer or the couch. That wraps the day right there. Mike, I got to get my oil change in my truck. I'm dreading that because I went synthetic this last time. So it's a chunk of change to order everything off Amazon.
Change?
I mean, so what you got to do, the... God, I can't remember how many bottles I ordered. Was it two bottles of the synthetic oil change plus the... oil filter and everything, I think it was end up, I mean, it's over $100 and something, $150, $160.
How? Does that thing require certain oil?
Yes, I mean, a lot of people recommend the Rotail. I went with the synthetic this last time, my 250, but it takes 16 quarts of oil. It might be Rotail. I think they offer a synthetic version. So I changed over to it and try to help out some of the skipping in my truck.
Have a synthetic version. It's expensive, but it's cheap. I found it at Walmart.
Got them before I order from Amazon. See if I can scrape a little bit of money off of it.
Still in my truck. And it holds 16 quarts, and I don't use a synthetic. I just try to keep an eye on it. I think oil change interval 5,000 on mine.
Yeah, that's kind of what I try to stick with. But this last time, I don't know if the 73s do it, but the 60s are notorious for it's almost like a skipping, you know, it'll kind of stutter as it goes. So I put some, kind of like that RevX or something like that, that type of additive into the oil. And I mean, I don't know which one it was it synthetic or what, but it definitely helped out, but it's starting to do it again, so I think it's definitely fine. That's been on for a little while. Even though it doesn't show a misfire on the computer, it might still be a contributor, so I might fix that first and then maybe get the oil change, which I got to do the oil change either way, but still.
Having to hit the glow plug, I'm going to have to cycle the key twice. I think I got a glow plug or two going out.
The research, see how bad those are to change out. That's something I haven't broached yet, so I may look and see what all it takes before deciding whether I want to take the mechanic or not.
Get plans.
The FRID. I hope it's not a busy day. Playing catch up at work since I was off Thursday and Friday and Monday, so how about you?
Today I've got two guys out for 10 weeks with surgery, and then I've had just missed the lane. I had one guy, had a family member die, and he's been out. He's supposed to be back today, but I've had multiple guys out. I had three mechanics out Monday, and I had mechanics out Friday. It was getting nasty.
It is about this time of year, which sickness I get, but it's just like I've lost several employees in the last couple weeks, and it's hadn't stopped yet. I mean, they try to bring them in as fast as they can, but you still got to get them trained up or find somebody that can, you know, handle the type of work.
Anybody interested in truck mechanic, indeed?
No, nobody that I know of. Shoot, just about everybody I know is either on the road somewhere or too old.
Them young boys want to do it anymore. And the older guys are retiring. There's definitely a deficit in technicians.
And that, I mean, shoot, we say that all too often. I mean, you do find some. I mean, there's some good ones out there. It's just a matter of getting them in, getting them started at least. But I'm sure in that field, I mean, you need somebody that can't bring them in fresh, I would assume.
Individual that was mechanically inclined but didn't have, you know, a vast knowledge, we can help them out with the skill set in training, but we're just looking for somebody that's got a good attitude and wants to work.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
Mechanic.
Hey, I tried earlier last year.
Did my friend.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Mike.
Many times where I think about doing something different, but man, at this point, I've been working BMW for 20 years, going on 21. I wouldn't even know what else to do now.
Place 20 something years and switched.
Man, I've been at this place 20 something years. 21 years this year. I don't know whether to switch or not.
I mean, it's, you know, whether you stay in the same field, but, you know, if you move to something totally different, I mean, you start all over. That's a tough one.
Whether the changes in the environment at work just hang with what you know to do.
I had to put the wife back to work. It's one down. She'd be fine with it, but that would be the one downside.
That morning and you really don't want to go to work and you really don't feel like it and you hate going, yeah, it's probably time to switch.
I don't know whether y'all have to do this or not, but the dog and pony shows, that's the one thing that drives me crazy, is just putting on the dog and pony show for people.
Do very much of that.
Yeah, here. That it's like they think it is and not how it really is, right?
You work in an environment, but they want it one way and it's not reality, but, you know, you do the best you can to make it look like what they want. Yesterday or day before, sometime this week, it might have been last week, about the old, I don't know if y'all remember the old movie with Tom Hanks in it, where he's in like a car factory, at the very end, you know, he's sitting there wiping a windshield that's not in the car. That kind of reminds me of what we do sometimes. Video yesterday, did you see that?
I saw the picture, I didn't click on the video. By the time you sent it, I was walking the dog, and I guess I was just struggling to read and walk and text at the same time.
Just watch it, and that's what I deal with all across 40-meter beam.
Illusion, and it's only on your little waterfall there.
Simple. If you listen to the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. It blankets, and it's every so many kilohertz. It repeats, and then you see the harmonics of it, and it just blankets certain areas, and it deafens the receiver.
Probably a little bit of that. If you get up around I don't know, 72, 70, somewhere's up in there. It has a few spots, you know, about 10 kilohertz wide that is messed up sometimes. Not always, just sometimes. And there's a couple of spots that does that, but I don't know what's causing it.
Have y'all ever listened to the shortwave right there in the 40 meter band? Blanket that whole area. And there's usually two of them. There's one, what is it, around 73. And then there's one that'll end up being a little further up.
At 7222, suddenly it pops on once in a while.
A lot of videos about shortwave listening, and so far I hadn't really heard anything that stands out as something I'd want to listen to all the time.
Yeah, schedule and see where all the programs are and see if I can't tune them in and see what they're like.
I think Alex Jones still does a shortwave. I couldn't hear that one. I don't know that I'm like a fan or anything that I'd want to listen to it, but, and then I think BBC still does a shortwave broadcast. I'm pulling out the parking lot, so I might say 7-3s and run on in here and get ready. So hopefully y'all have a great day at work. I hope we'll catch you on tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
3s, you have a good one. I'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Have a great day, and have a safe day, man. Enjoy it. That's where you're working. KK4NXE. Destination 2, my friend.
Yeah, for some fuel, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. Look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
KK4NXE. We're going to be clear.